We are here with Trinidad and Tobago Red Force Captain Imran Khan, looking back at Zone B action in Colonial Medical Insurance 2019. Imran, unfortunately, Trinidad and Tobago Red Force suffered their first defeat of the tournament. So, but you guys fought hard to the end. What are some of the positives you are taking out of the game?
Not the result we wanted. You know, credit must be given to the West Indies development team. I think they played some good cricket. Some of the positives, I think we, as you said, we fight to the end. You know, that's a good sign going forward in the tournament. You know, the batting middle order got, you know, a little experience to bat as well. So that's a plus going forward. So we know where we have to better our game. So I think that's positive. Bowling wise, I think, you know, the bowlers have been pretty good and consistent, and it's just the last couple overs, you know, that we need to work on going forward.
Right. Talk to me first about the bowling performance. Obviously, you guys got three early wickets, and then local boy Joshua De Silva and Justin Greaves had a good partnership, but then you were able to pull the innings back. So when they got to 243, were you happy with that total to chase?
Honestly, it was a good total, you know, but I think we still gave them about 25 to 30 runs too much. You know, that's because of the bowling in the end. But, you know, 243 on our surface like that should have been, you know, easy for us, batting-wise, I think. You know, knowing that the fact that we chased well the two games before.
Yeah, great. And when you were guys were batting, obviously, so far the tournament, your top order with Jeremy and Webster and Bravo have been in very good form. So when Bravo got out and when Yannick Otley was batting so well, was the team still confident you could chase this total down?
We were confident still. You know, that's the depth of our batting. You know, as I said, you know, they didn't get the opportunity for his two games to bat, so, you know, it was important for them to showcase that, you know, what we're capable of. You know, I think we fight to the end. You know, we batted, I think we, you know, take too long to assess the pitch and, you know, bat positive in the middle overs. I think we waited a little too long to, you know, show that intent. And I think that caused us falling short by 10 runs.
And lastly, obviously, next game against the USA, I don't want to call it an easy game out of respect for the opponent, but
fair enough,
but it will be the first time Red Force will be playing on the Brian Lara wicket. So how much difference or similarity do you expect the wicket to play compared to Queen's Park moving ahead to that game?
Yeah, as you said, you know, we're not going to take anyone for granted. You know, USA, you know, they're playing decent cricket as well. You know, so just, you know, one game at a time. It's a new venue as well, so, you know, we have to play it as we see it. You know, it'll be our first game there, so hopefully we get the result we want, you know. When we get there tomorrow, then we'll assess conditions and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, this has been the last one for sure. Now, obviously now, we know how strong the South Trinidad and Tobago cricket fans are. What would be your message to them looking at the Brian Lara game?
Yeah, you know, I like the fans to come out and support us. You know, I think we've been playing some good cricket. So, you know, just a continue showcasing our talent, and hopefully the fans come and support us.